Well, hi there. How are you today? I found myself contemplating heart a lot lately, and our weekend retreat, one of the primary foci was warm-heartedness, which of course serves anybody anytime, regardless of the beginning of a year, what year it is, what the political system is, anything. Doesn't matter. The outer circumstances. What matters is what's inside. And I find myself also calling to mind or being drawn to read about people who spent a lot of time, 10-year retreats, 12-year retreats, whole lifetime, Saint Francis, Mother Teresa, living heart, Martin Luther King doing it, not in the slums of Calcutta or the poor and leper regions of Italy, but doing it in America. And just find myself really thinking that I have, and it's been said before in a morning practice, I have no idea. I have no idea what compassion is. And any idea I have is that it's an idea. So let's explore this together. And warm-heartedness, term used so frequently by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, considering all that the Tibetan people have been through and continue to be through on a daily basis, either as refugees or as people still living in their native land, and if they are refugees or people who have, even gone beyond India and are in different parts of the world, they're not in their homeland. They're not where, they're just not. They're not where their culture has been for a long time. So again, the term coming from him and from that culture inspires me also that through whatever adversity, over and over again, that those people are an example, and that the poorest of the world frequently, not all the time, but frequently have the biggest smiles, the biggest hearts, and of course share everything with among one another. So there's examples. We smile. And as always, just take a moment, feel ourselves present. Start from the bottom, start from the back, start from the front. Where is your butt? Where is your mind? Settle. Acknowledge being here and that this is a choice. And one that will give, that is a gift we give ourselves. And we feel ourselves breathe. Breath comes in, breath goes out. Always along one trail. Never deviate. And feel it from the tip of the nose, it comes in, and all the sensations of that down the windpipe, all those sensations, including the spaciousness, the openness, ethereal quality of breath itself. And then it goes back out again, and we do it again, over and over again, in order to be alive. Without it, done. Next incarnation. Catch the mind when it wanders. Breath, sensations, being present right here. Now our lungs more or less, caress the heart, the physical organ. And these two, lungs, breathing overall, and heart, physical organ, because breathing is a physical process. These two are inseparable. They are like sky and ground. So just feel that first, that breathing and heart are inseparable. Without breath, a heart has no function. So just the physical organ, not yet as the metaphor that they are. But just feel sensorially in your body that is so. And feel also from your own experience that when there's a demand on the heart, or the heart's not working well for any reason, how we breathe changes. If we are exercising a demand, if we are exercising, we're making love, examples like that, swimming, there's a demand on breath because there's a demand on heart. So again, these are inseparable, like sky and ground. Try not to think too much. Stay with the fact of it in your body. Now we start to get a little more subtle, still using the anatomical. Feel that your heart now will start to expand into more sensate instead of only the physical organ. But feel at your heart is kind of like the base, the ground, and the root, whatever term you want, of breathing, therefore of life itself. Because without a breath, we don't have life. And these two are indivisible from an anatomical point of view, but they're also indivisible from a function, purpose point of view. Purpose of this, of being here, of being alive. To feel that we're still just breathing, but breathing very focused. Follow the breath in to its full descent and what's there? Heart and peace and well-being. And of course, you've breathed out by now, and so we're breathing in again. To be with that. Not much thinking, please. Stay with the focus. Follow the breath to its ground, to the heart. And breath breathes out again. It comes in to its ground, the heart. And breathe out again. And we begin to soften and open as we stay with this for a few minutes. And there's a natural softening and opening. And so we are that. We are soft, open, breathing in this ground of the heart. We take a long, slow, deep breath. With this kind of fresh exploration and presence of being with breath, we'll do this all week, at least for a week, and get used to this. As a foundation for further exploration. But this is important, being here now, sensing, and in the recognizing the relationship of breathing and heart, peace, soft, open. Ooh. And let's leave with one additional thought. Whatever heart is, whatever warm-heartedness is, it's not going to be one thing. It's not going to be some rigid, machined, robotized, something. It's going to be like flowers, insects, shapes of leaves, snowflakes. So many variations. So just want to leave, let's all leave with that understanding as we live our day today and tomorrow too. Love you all. Create your day.